So do your prayers for Christians halfway around the world matter? I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, a message from a woman we've been asking you to pray for as her husband waits behind bars. And residents in a Haitian community recently had a close call with their housing, but God intervened. Stay with us and find your place in the story on Mission Network News. Ahmed, our Pakistani brother in Christ, must now appear in court. The truth is, Ahmed may be attacked when he appears. And in light of possibly losing her husband to prison or death, Ahmed's wife Amir shares,
I am thankful to all the brothers and sisters in Christ who are praying for us, who stood by us in this difficult time when things are getting more difficult day by day and our spirit is crushed. We are broken due to the increasing tension and fear being a mother and wife. I am really worried and sometimes I feel that I couldn't bear this. But being partner in Christ with Ahmed makes me feel blessed that we are persecuted in the name of Christ. For his mighty name, we are able to face all this situation. And I request everyone to pray for us so that we can get through it. Please pray for God's strength so that we can go forward, keeping our eyes on our Father in heaven only. God bless you.
You're listening to Mission Network News. As an example of how God moves miraculously, we've got an incredible story from Global Disciples. One of their church planters in Tanzania, we'll call him John, used to be a Muslim and would-be assassin until God got a hold of his heart. A Christian leader in Tanzania was planning an evangelistic event. John was angry and plotted to kill the Christian leader with a bomb. Galen, with Global Disciples, tells the rest of the story.
He was ready to set off the device when he felt this powerful punch in the chest from an invisible hand, knocked him backward, and prevented him from igniting the device. He determined to accomplish his mission, stepped forward to do it again, and again was hit in the chest by this invisible fist. It happened a third time so hard that it knocked him off his feet. And he was convinced if it happened again, it would kill him. So he fled.
Not long after this, John went to the house of the Christian leader he'd planned to kill. But instead, John asked to learn more about Jesus. And now John works with Global Disciples to share the gospel with his Muslim neighbors in Tanzania.
We welcome people to pray for those groups of churches that are equipping their own people for near-culture evangelism to share their faith with others.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. In Haiti, a few sprays of red paint can sentence a family to homelessness, even to hearts of For Haiti with Love.
The government had come in and marked homes, and they were going to make a complete demolition from the airport all the way up the side of the mountain, which was going to be a total disaster.
The homes are going to be cleared to make way for a new road to the airport, but the government gave no word of compensation or a timeline. This was an area For Haiti with Love was investing in on a regular basis, and they knew firsthand how terrified families were.
We have a very long list of people who are living in just lean-tos or makeshift shelters on property that they have inherited that they will never have the money to build on.
After a demonstration, a rare move on the part of Northern Haiti, prayers were finally answered.
All of a sudden, the government declined any responsibility for putting the marks on the houses, and they simply have not moved forward.
Find out more about For Haiti with Love's work at missionnews.org. A service of One Way Ministries, this month Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? Highlighting the stories of eight Christians who share valuable real-life lessons, along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. You can find the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.